This interview will be with Ed Smiley, S-M-Y-L-I-E, Chief of the Crew Systems Division, MSC. Mr. Smiley, what has been done on this Apollo spacesuit to update it and to bring new technology to the fore to make it safer for astronaut Schweikert and others to perform out in the vacuum of space?
Well, I guess to answer that question, we'd have to go back into the history of the manned space flight effort, and in terms of what suits were supposed to do in each spacecraft program, to understand what we have done to the Apollo suit, because most of what we've done to the Apollo suit is in answer to the peculiar mission requirements that we must satisfy in the Apollo program. In the Mercury spacecraft, there was no requirement for any kind of extravehicular activity. There was essentially no requirement for any kind of specific ability to perform tasks with the suit in the pressurized condition. So the purpose of the suit was a backup to the pressure cabin, and as such, it functioned very well. We never had to use it because we never had a problem with the pressure cabin. But had we, the suit would have been automatically pressurized by the spacecraft environmental system, and the astronaut would have had that mobility that he needed in his hands and in his arms to be able to fly the spacecraft. In the Gemini program, as initially conceived, we again did not have a specific requirement for extravehicular activity, but very early in the program we determined that we should move in the direction of extravehicular activity and began to plan for it almost from the beginning. We put some effort into making the Gemini spacesuit more mobile in the pressurized condition. Since also that spacecraft had a little more room in it, and the astronauts were engaged more in flying the spacecraft than they were in the Mercury system, we got as much mobility into the arms, hands, and the upper body as we were able to get. When we embarked on the extravehicular activity kind of development, we made as great a strides in that direction as we could. We still didn't do anything significant as far as walking is concerned, because any EVA in Gemini would not involve any extensive use of the legs. So the primary emphasis there was in the upper torso mobility improvements, and some of these were incorporated into the suit. In the Apollo program from the beginning, we had the requirement to be able to operate on the lunar surface, and as such we had a very real requirement to be able to walk, to be able to perform experiments, to pick things up, to take samples, and in general to do all those operations that were required for any kind of scientific exploration of the moon. So the suit that we developed for that was a prime objective was to incorporate the mobility into that system that would allow us to perform these functions. So we went to a different kind of a joint than we had used previously, which is a bellows at the elbows, at the knees, at the thighs, in order to be able to move more freely in the spacesuit. Other things that we did for operation on the lunar surface is to increase the amount of thermal insulation that we had in the suit. Still essentially the same kind of design that we had in the Gemini suits, but designed to handle the lunar surface environment. The other functions of the suit that we have to handle are mostly similar to the Gemini program, just tailored specifically for the lunar surface mission. We have the sun visor as we had in Gemini, but we have a more severe thermal environment, so it has to have improved performance characteristics. Another thing that we've done to the suit, different from the other programs, is to try to increase its resistance to flame, flammability improvements. The outer cover of the suit is now made of a glass fiber material called beta cloth. It's coated with Teflon to increase its durability. This material will not burn in the spacecraft atmosphere. I think that about sums up the peculiar things that we've done to the suit for the Apollo program.
Well, now, will other astronauts besides Schweikert be wearing the same type of suit from here on through the Apollo program?
Essentially, the suit that Schweikert will wear is the suit that will be used In the lunar mission.
Say, Schweikert is wearing, I'm going to use the interview while he's up there, if you will, essentially the suit.
Okay, essentially the suit that Schweikert is wearing is the same suit that will be used for lunar exploration. There might be some slight differences in patterning and things of that sort, but I think from a total standpoint, it's the same suit.
Well, thank you very much, Ed Smiley, for giving us not only the history, but the chronological development of the Apollo EVA spacesuit.
Thank you very much.
Ed Smiley, Chief of the Crew Systems Division at the Manned Spacecraft Center. This is Rhett Turner.